Chapter 7. Then the king and Haman came in to banquet with Esther the queen. The king now said to Esther also on the second day during the banquet of wine, "What is your petition, O Esther the queen? Let it even be given to you. And what is your request? To the half of the kingship, let it even be done." At this Esther the queen answered and said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, O king, and if to the king it does seem good, let there be given me my own soul at my petition, and my people at my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be annihilated, killed, and destroyed. Now if we had been sold for mere men slaves and for mere maidservants, I should have kept silent. But the distress is not appropriate when with damage to the king." King Ahasuerus now said, yes, he went on to say to Esther the queen, "Who is this? And just where is the one who has emboldened himself to do that way?" Then Esther said, "The man, the adversary and enemy, is this bad Haman." As for Haman, he became terrified because of the king and the queen. As for the king, he rose up in his rage from the banquet of wine to go to the garden of the palace. And Haman himself stood up to make request for his soul from Esther the queen, for he saw that bad had been determined against him by the king. And the king himself returned from the garden of the palace to the house of the wine banquet, and Haman was fallen upon the couch on which Esther was. Consequently the king said, "Is there also to be a raping of the queen, with me in the house?" The word itself went out of the king's mouth, and Haman's face they covered. Harbona, one of the court officials before the king, now said, "Also there is the stake that Haman made for Mordecai, who had spoken good concerning the king, standing in Haman's house, 50 cubits high." At that the king said, "You men, hang him on it." And they proceeded to hang Haman on the stake that he had prepared for Mordecai. And the king's rage itself subsided.